Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So here we are, waking up. I was going to do this with even more of the birds chirping, but not all of us live in a Disney movie, so this is what we decided on. And I don't know about you, but between the alarm and the coffee, this happens. And it also happens a whole bunch of other times, all day long, right? The yawning. That wasn't me, by the way. I'd been trying this week to capture mine, but I'm never quite fast enough. But why do we do this? Is it just when you're tired? Is it really to get more air? Because we've heard that. You need more oxygen. You yawn. Are they contagious? I've got questions. Hey, it's Mike here. Welcome back. Thanks for listening. If you yawn during this, I will not be offended, and you will find out why in just a little bit. Who's going to explain this to us? Andrew Gallup, Associate Professor of Psychology, the State University of New York Polytechnic Institute. He has been studying yawning.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I started studying yawning in 2007. For my honors thesis as an undergraduate, I had to pick a topic to research. My advisor at the time said, well, you can always study why we yawn because we don't have any idea.
And you thought, what? How could we not know? Although listeners to this show, they know by now there's a lot that we haven't really figured out yet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my those are almost my thoughts exactly. You know, how could it be, you know, this behavior that we do every single day and that is so ubiquitous among animals on the planet? How is it that we don't know, you know, why we do it or, you know, what the function of this behavior is?
So we'll unwind this, obviously. But I want to ask, because you mentioned it, who else does this?
Yeah. So yawning is widespread. It's spotted across all different species of mammals. So including your common pets, dogs and cats, but even, you know, wild animals, elephants have been documented, yawning, seals. So even marine mammals, including dolphins, have been shown to yawn. And then among birds, all different species of birds yawn. And yawning has been documented in reptiles, amphibians, and even fish display.
Picture that. It's kind of funny, huh? Glub, glub. But yeah, we all do it the same way. I don't really have to describe it. You know what a yawn looks like. And remember the hiccup show? Yawns also happen in the womb before we're born. So you were pretty much born tired. Or were you? Let's do the whole sleepiness thing, because this gets interesting.
Yeah, so yawning is commonly viewed as an indicator of sleepiness. So that we yawn, that if someone yawns, we automatically kind of attribute that they're tired or fatigued. And it's not uncommon for people to yawn and then to self-proclaim immediately after, oh, I'm sorry, I'm so tired. there's truth to this.
Because we are most likely to yawn in the hours after waking up and the hours before going to bed. It makes sense.
However, yawning occurs throughout a variety of other times and in different situations and contexts that frankly can't be explained by a sleepiness or fatigue explanation or linkage. So, for example, yawning is also very common preceding stressful events and activities. So it's very common and well documented for Olympic athletes to yawn frequently or excessively prior to competition. And even paratroopers have been documented to yawn just before jumping out of airplanes.
So what's going on there? Because it's not fatigue. Like, I'm about to jump, so I'm not tired.
Well, I think it's related to nerves and stress.
Because stress, like being tired, is also associated with more yawning.
And yawning is an act that's triggered automatically, potentially to deal or counteract with physiological changes associated with that stress.
In other words, it can help you perform. But how?
So, for example, stress and anxiety is often accompanied by rises in brain and body temperature. And research that I've been involved with has shown that yawning is really closely associated with thermoregulation.
Translation, your brain's like an engine. It runs its best at a certain temperature. And yawning, that might be your radiator.
Yes, that's right. So our research suggests that yawning is one of a suite of mechanisms that functions in brain cooling.
And he says this is a two-parter. The big inhale of air, hopefully cooler air, the stretching of the jaw, all of that promotes blood flow and the exchange that your brain is looking for. That's why the motion always looks the same. Now, here's some of you saying, okay, we've heard this through the years. We mentioned it at the top of the show. You yawn because you need more oxygen. Is this the same thing? Is it close? Yes, no, maybe. He says they actually looked at this. They upped or downed the actual oxygen levels that people could get, and the frequency of the yawns, they didn't change. So it really is probably more of the temperature thing and more of a focus thing. You're trying to focus. So again, if you're giving a talk and somebody yawns, are you boring? Should you be offended?
You should absolutely not be offended. Yeah. For just as you just pointed out, it could be kind of this involuntary response that's actually indicative of the individual attempting to maintain focus and attention. And also, it is a spontaneous, uncontrollable act.
Look, I didn't mean to. It just happened. I'm sorry. Now the big one, are they contagious?
They are, yes. So yawning is contagious. Seeing, hearing, and even thinking about yawning can trigger this response. And that has been widely replicated and demonstrated in the laboratory.
Which is actually often how you study yawns through contagion, because it's hard to get people to do this on demand or, you know, watch them all the time when they're alone at home. And here's a fun fact.
Yawning is not just contagious in humans. It's also contagious in other species, including our closest living relatives, chimpanzees and bonobos and orangutans, but also a variety of other species that that are more distantly related to us, including there's evidence for yawn contagion even among some bird species, and among domesticated dogs as well.
So why would that be the case among so many species? Because that contagion could be a sort of call to attention for everybody. Like, hey, focus, guys. Watch out for the thing that might be trying to eat us right now. Or with us, hey, the boss is talking. Let's look like you're listening.
If that spreads, if that initiates a kind of a contagious response among the group, that could be beneficial to the group overall, kind of reinstating or promoting a vigilance or attention among you know the members of that group.
So in a way, it's kind of a compliment if you catch one or somebody catches yours. It means they're picking up on your cues, not just completely ignoring you. One more thing, we are exceptionally good at this.
Humans are some of the longest yawners on the planet. Our yawns average roughly about 6 seconds in duration.
Bigger brain needs more cooling. We're smarter than the fish. Congratulations. Do you feel good? You took on the professor's idea and you brought us closer to the answer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the idea that we don't really know why we yawn. I think we're closing the gap on that pretty quickly here, and we have a much better understanding of that today.
I really hope some of you yawned during this. That would be perfect. This is nighttime sound as opposed to the morning sound earlier, so you've got my permission. We're all sleepy. Thanks for listening. And coming up, I've got a few more quick questions. I've been building up the emails you've been sending, so thank you. I've got questions at audacy.com, AUDACY. Also, I think people who come up with the random holidays like Key Lime Pie Day, Merlot Day, will do that. And then something on Venus flytraps and plants that eat things. We'll talk next Thursday, or Friday, or Tuesday, or whenever you listen to these. Listen to your radio, KNX News, 97.1 FM, if you want some news from Los Angeles. And thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.